Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
A Red Friday, one word, baby. Let's get it going on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Red Ryder Cub.
Thank you.
Friday.
Sorry about that. My apologies.
Red Ryder BB gun. Red Rocket.
Well.
BBL stinky.
Yeah, well.
Yes, exactly.
I don't understand how she commented on that, you know.
Well, somebody has been making rumors about my BBL stink.
Well, I mean, it wasn't me. I mean,
hey.
BBL stinky. I didn't start the rumors. I don't know. I never met her.
I know how to clean a fat ass. All right, let's keep going.
That's a drop.
There's a rumor that like my boyfriend dumped me because my BBL stink.
BBL stinky.
That's an actual sentence. Oh, thank
you. Hello,
here
America.
We are.
Hello, America.
There's a rumor that like my boyfriend dumped me because my BBL stink.
All right, man.
BBL stinky.
There it is. That's my one word.
All right, one word. Let's start with Mitch. I don't know the exact cut yet, so no audio, just me reenacting what Mitch said. Basically, he said, Chiefs are going to score 30 points this Sunday. One word.
Scary.
Agreed.
That was the first thing that I kind of thought of. 30 points. Okay.
Whoa.
If you can have a drive like you did to start the second half and build off of that, let's go. But that needs to be from start one. That needs to be from jump street. So they need to do that right from the beginning. So it's going to be a tough task for this offense to go out there and put up 30. They don't do that on the reg anymore. 35-0 Chiefs.
Interesting. Because if you have to put up 30, that means your defense is struggling. I'd like this game to look a lot like that Philly
game.
That's
the other thing, yeah.
But yeah, I'd like this game to look like the Philly game, but in reverse. I'd like to see us winning 20-17. I don't care how you do this one. Just get it done. Move on. Get your game against Jacksonville. Get back to, you know, over 500, and then bring on Rashee Rice and those Las Vegas. You belong in the XFL.
I do like him doing the highlights on Monday nights still. It's still fun for me to watch Boomer do the highlights and him and Booker do the show now on ESPN Plus with him and Tom Jackson. It's a great show back in the day.
Yeah, Boomer's still got his thing, man.
He does.
He's
and still
got
still
his
fun.
Thing. Yep.
Like, he coined Indiana Jones. Now everybody's stealing it.
Gosh, he's so good at doing that. That's
yeah.
his thing, man. Tua says quarterbacking is his thing as well. Cam Newton, I guess, was talking some smack. Tua didn't like it.
Cam Newton just making enemies all over the place.
That's what Tua Tagovailoa had to say about it.
I heard Cam Newton say it the other night.
Well, anybody can play quarterback in this league then. I mean, I want to see anybody on the streets come and play quarterback. I mean, Cam's doing his thing for sure, but you know, I think it's easier to be able to hold a clicker and talk about it that way, or talk about what someone else is doing wrong when you're not going out and having to do the same as them, right? So I think it's easy to do that. I think anybody can do that. I don't think anybody can play quarterback.
Tagovailoa is making more than Patrick Mahomes, Herbert, Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Baker, Mayfield, Stafford, Jaden Daniels. Newton said, am I pocket watching? No, I'm putting things into perspective here.
Yeah, that's what Cam said.
Yeah,
right?
That is what Cam Newton said on Tua Tagovailoa, and that was Tua's response.
And so from Tua's standpoint, you know, you can't let that bother you. You know, like, you can't let that get under your skin. So the one word that I want to use is thin-skinned on Tua, because he's clearly dialed into what Cam Newton was saying. But I will also tell, too, who cares what Cam Newton has to say? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the guy hasn't been relevant in football since 2015. That's 10 years ago.
Yep. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, 2020, he played with New England in the COVID year. It was terrible. But he has not been part of a relevant operation for about 10 years in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's bitter, man.
It's fine. Yeah, he's relevant is what he's doing. He's trying to stay relevant with his bizarre outfits of choice. Hey, that's his style. Do your thing, Cam. But you're not right. That's the thing. Like, it's fine. Keep arguing with the gritty guy out in Philadelphia. That's where your humor is.
My one word would be Tyquan for Tua. Tyquan Thornton tweeted about it. You know, when you're having rough days or when you're not maybe doing your best, stay off of Twitter. And maybe even when you are doing your best, just stay off social media. Yeah. Decent advice. Tua Tagovailoa, brother, you're a veteran. Stay off of Twitter, man.
Well, stay off of Twitter, but also stop paying attention to what, like Dan Orlovsky and Cam Newton. How was their career related to yours? Mm-hmm. I think you probably, I mean, Cam obviously went to the Super Bowl and had the MVP, and he's been really, really good. But it was a spurt of a Cam Newton career. It wasn't his entire career. And so, Tua, focus on yourself, man. Don't worry what washed-up guys on television are saying
about
your
game. Cam Newton's also the same guy that said he would keep his MVP instead of having a Super Bowl.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Cam Newton also still thinks he can play today.
100%. Yeah, he thinks he belongs under center. It's ridiculous. Shedeur Sanders thinks he belongs under center. He thinks he's a starting quarterback. He says that, well, he's better than a lot of the quarterbacks in the league right now. It's pretty much verbatim what he said. Mm-hmm. One word on Shedeur Sanders, the third string.
Dumb. And here's what I'll say. Patrick Mahomes' first year in Kansas City. Didn't do interviews, didn't do anything, laid low. You barely knew he was part of the organization. Shedeur Sanders ought to take a page out of Patrick Mahomes' book and just do what the team asks you to do. I understand people come up to you and they want to get your thoughts on all this. Say no. You're the third quarterback on the roster. That's the way you should look at it. Like Patrick Mahomes said, I'm the backup. I'm not playing here. There's no reason to talk to me. Shedeur Sanders making it about himself instead of saying, hey, man, this is our guy. I'm the third string quarterback here, and I got to focus on being the best I can for Cleveland. I don't have time to talk today. Do that. But he goes out there and says he's better than most quarterbacks in the NFL. There are some bad quarterbacks out there. But you know what? Instead of talking, Shedeur, go out there and win the job in Cleveland. Go out there and play so good in practice that they can't keep you off the field.
Yeah, I'd just say my one word is silence, man. Like you were, like you said, fifth round draft pick. Your whole entire pre-career has been judged on how you're a prima donna. You're selfish. You know, you had your draft room all decked out. You waited. You didn't get the starting job. You're in Cleveland. It just, you know, 1,000 deaths by silence, man. Just, you know, when you get your opportunity, let your game be loud. Let your mouth be silent, because unfortunately you put yourself in this situation. If it was reversed, you know, that's why Jaden Daniels can talk now, man. They say Jaden Daniels talks too much. Well, he talks too much because he was the rookie of the year and went to the NFC Championship in his mm-hmm. first year. Talk all you want, kid. Mm-hmm.
Last week in a regular season baseball, multiple pennant races occurring. Mm-hmm. Playoffs wild card begin Tuesday. One word.
Fun. The high holy days of Major League Baseball are here, and they're giving it to us this week with great pennant races in the Central and the East of the American League, the possible collapse of the Tigers, the possible collapse of the Mets. Like, it's got everything that you could want right now rolling in to the final weekend of the season, except our team, you know, and they hung in there for a very long time, obviously, this year. But, man, this is it. This is great. These last 3 days of Major League Baseball is for everything right now. It's fun.
No doubt about it, man. It's electric. It's absolutely electric because you have the Yankees and Blue Jays tied. You have Cleveland and the Tigers tied, but the Tigers have the disadvantage with the tiebreaker there. Seattle's clinched their division in the AL. You look at the wild card situation. Houston's a game back. You know, Cleveland's got their division. They're tied. Detroit, everything can happen. It's electric. It's baseball. God, it's fun, man. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, you just had to wait till game 162, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Quick, one word on Ryder Cup weekend.
USA.
Yeah, for me, one word.
America.
Life. Man,
I know that I'm hard.
Had to go play golf yesterday because I had the itch so bad. Here we are at the 8 o'clock hour, so we get to our day job, which is what's in the script here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.